Hola, bienvenidos a un nuevo programa de El Mundo esta vez.
Hello and welcome to our show El Mundo, the World. And today with us is Dr. Michael Lightman, and we'll discuss. And on this show,
gracias.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Lightman. First of all, we'd like to ask about this ideal where individuals are promoted according to their personal efforts and not according to their socioeconomic background or something like that, meritocracy. And this is a kind of the question about this principle. Is it relevant in today's world? Dr. Lightman, also without the coronavirus, without the pandemic, there are so many people that came to something without anyone arranging it for them, that they had money or connections or anything. An ordinary person off the street, person who has no supporters, someone that pushes him to succeed, such a person cannot achieve anything in our world because our world has already shifted, is on such rails where people can't grow by themselves without external help, so to speak. Norma, do you believe that this is something that will be common in today's world, this principle, the ideal of meritocracy? Dr. Lightman, I don't think so. On condition that there are riots or something like that, then comes out such a person, and, you know, it's sort of a hidden hand that advances him, so-called fate. It could be a time of war, that there's someone who bursts out and does something. And also, this was arranged from above by fate. But really? I don't see that this is something that could happen just to anyone, even if it's a very smart or very powerful or successful person. He will not be allowed to advance because there are already many that are supposed to advance because they have connected parents, or they have different other conditions that allow them to. In short, we're not equal, for sure. Norma, we heard you saying that this state is the end of capitalism as we know it, according to the changes that the coronavirus has brought with it. So meritocracy, if it won't exist anymore, then what will, Dr. Lightman? You're talking about the next stage of our development. There, humanity will burn all of its holy cows, money, power, honor, respect, all those things that our ego appreciates, and then for sure we will start appreciating a person for who he really is, for helping others, for willing to contribute, to invest in others. That's something else already. Norma, the great Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Bala Sulam, in his article, Peace in the World, he speaks of the following concept. He says, and there is also a psychological matter here, since he who is very lazy by nature exhausts himself in 1 hour more than his friend in 2 hours or more. According to the perspective of the evident truth, we should not compel one part of society to labor more than the other part for the satisfaction of the needs of their lives. If so, my question is he saying that we were created with different qualities and we can't measure everyone according to the same standards? And if so, how does this law in today's society, that we're all influenced by the coronavirus and we actually have to be in solidarity in order to deal with this? Dr. Lightman, let's hope that with the help of coronavirus, with the help of the coronavirus, we will reach a state where all of our imaginary achievements will fall. Money, honor, power will no longer play a role in the society that's gradually emerging now, because the virus will simply break all of our egoistic success, and we will appreciate only the mutual help between people, and that's how we'll advance.
Hay que aceptar entonces que hay una desigualdad natural.
If so, we should accept that there is natural inequality, that there are people that contributed more and those that contribute less. Dr. Lightman, yes, but we will take what we will take into consideration is a person's ability, that this is how he is by nature. He's not too smart, too rash, too quick, too strong. We'll try to measure him according to his desire, personal desire. And also, not everyone gets the same desire. So the more a person tries to make a human being out of himself who is essential for society,
de acuerdo a estos términos, se va a medir entonces el mérito.
Norma. So, in what way should we measure a person's individual ability in a common project? Dr. Lightman, I think that we will develop these senses, all of us together, toward others. Once we will start working to the benefit of others, we will develop senses of how much do we contribute and how much does everyone contribute to the benefit of others. And we'll see how much a person's drawn to it, because maybe by nature he's not that attracted to be with others, but he's working on himself. He wants to develop this quality. Maybe he has a good will, but he doesn't have the ability, the mind that helps him how to show that he does benefit everyone. All in all, we will feel his entire ability in terms of what he does, and we'll have a special sense for it. And accordingly, we will appreciate human beings. Norma, if so, what we will appreciate about other people is what intention does he do this action with? Dr. Lightman, of course, the main thing is the intention. And we will also see that his success depends on his intention. Maybe he didn't get any kind of special intellect or emotion or forces from life, but still, he succeeds with the help of his intention. Norma, how is it possible to reach a just society where those that don't do as much are also taken into consideration and appreciated according to their contribution? Dr. Lightman, I didn't exactly understand. Norma, how can we reach a just society where every person, regardless of how much he contributes, because naturally there are those that contribute more, can contribute less, that will take everyone into consideration, and that his contribution will still be appreciated. Dr. Lightman, I think that we have to feel a person's internality and will appreciate a person according to the inclination of their heart. That's how we'll treat them, Norma. The question is, how will we be able to feel this? Maybe right now we don't have the tools to measure this, Dr. Lightman. True. Right now we don't have the senses for it, but we will develop them. Norma, how? Dr. Lightman. We will develop this kind of attitude toward each other. Where we will feel a person's internality. What is his heart drawn to? What is he drawn to? To what measure does he want to be in my heart? And accordingly, I will be able to be in their heart and to the measure to which our hearts connect. Norma, are there steps that we have to take in order to be able to develop this feeling or sensitivity? Dr. Lightman, yes, we will do these kinds of exercises, all of us together. This will actually be the new education. We're leaving the world of action, where we work with our hands and legs and even with our intellect, with our ego, and we're shifting to a world where mainly there we will be connected emotionally toward each other in a good way. And by that, we will create a new society, meaning it's on a higher level than today, where all of us will rise to a state where our hearts are in one place. And this common inclination, mutual inclination toward each other, and there we will generate, build one heart. Norma, what are these exercises that we have to develop? Dr. Lightman, exercises? Yeah, gradually. We have to develop not only exercises, but also a method, an educational method. We have to teach ourselves how to come to this new state so that we will be able to come closer to each other, that we'll understand that the connection between us has to be common, that we're building a special place between us, where all of us meet like in a circle, that each treats others equally, and that a person feels as much as possible love, connection, and embrace, goodwill to participate with others. That's how we should feel. And this way, between us, we will build a circle in which, all in all, we will discover our good tendency toward each other. And in that, we will feel the upper force. This is how we will discover the Creator. Norma, if so, how will this scale of measuring people work then? Suppose if I have an employee suppose an employee toward his work or teacher and student and so on. In this new context that you're mentioning, how will it be possible to measure these relations? Dr. Lightman, it's all according to a person's inner feeling. If I develop these kinds of senses, then accordingly I feel. It's a different level in our existence and a different way of building it. If today I demand to write such a certain quantity of things, certain actions that can be seen to, that anyone could see and so on, if this is what I demand today of employees, then in a new society, in our new society, this is already a spiritual world, the world of emotion. And there we can't show each other anything. And there you can't see these things in your senses. And you can't show them to each other's senses. only according to the inclination of the heart, and this is how it will be, and it's a beautiful world. Norma, how will we measure it? How will we project it? A boss, how will he measure his employee's investment?
He's
investing more or less, still he has to
a las tareas que le asignó, por ejemplo, cómo las cumplió.
Show some specific action, something.
Dr.
Lehman, it will all be felt between them. And I can't even say, it's like between people that like or love each other, like, or hate each other, or like between a mother and her child. It's something that you feel. We can't even measure it in our vessels. Norma, so it's a completely different world, what you're talking about. Dr. Lehman, yes, gradually this is what we're coming to. We were in the world of, in the corporeal world, and we're ascending to the degree of spiritual people or spirituality, where we will take into consideration only our inclination toward each other, and it doesn't depend on the qualities that a person was born with, but on how much efforts that he put in order to rise above his own nature. Norma, thank you very much, Dr. Lehman, and see you on our next show. Thank you, and all the best.